Chapter 4. A Visit to the Ojibwe. Luath woke early the next morning and went to drink from the river. He saw a frog sitting on a small stone. Luath jumped, caught the frog and ate it hungrily. He caught two more frogs and then returned to his friends. Bodger was tired and hurt, so Luath let his friends sleep in the warm autumn sun. Tao brought him food, and slowly Bodger began to feel better. After 3 days, he was ready to continue. The three friends walked for a long time. In the evening, they came to a small lake. There was a smell of smoke.
"I'm sure there are humans in the area,"
thought Bodger.
"I can smell them. And if there are humans, then there is food."
He followed the direction of the smell, with Tao and Luath close behind. From the top of a hill, the animals saw some fires with tents around them. It was an Ojibwe camp. The delicious smell of rice and duck filled the air. Bodger went down the hill to the camp. There he stopped and wagged his tail. One of the women patted his head. The old dog was happy to feel the touch of a human again. Two children came to play with Bodger, and soon he was the center of attention. One of the men gave him a piece of meat, and he sat on his back legs and moved one paw in the air, asking for more. The men laughed, and he did it again.
"Nice humans,"
Bodger thought.
"And very good meat."
But Bodger didn't get an opportunity to enjoy the meat, because suddenly Tao appeared. The cat approached his friend and took the meat from his mouth. The men laughed again.
"That cat is a little fighter,"
they said.
"He must live with us."
Luath watched from the top of the hill. Tao was on a young girl's knees, and she gave him more delicious pieces of meat. An old woman cleaned Bodger's wounds with a potion. Then she gave him more meat. Luath was hungry, but he didn't move. Finally, all the people went to sleep, so Luath came near the camp and barked a few times. Bodger and Tao heard him, and immediately they left the warm fire to join their leader.